Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for our scripture readings that remind us that you came into this world to set us free from the destruction of sin and death and the oppression of the devil. And you're not afraid to draw close to us in our brokenness. So help us to trust confidently in that amazing love you showed for us in sending your Son to suffer and die for our sins and to rise to new life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Good morning. Hope you're all doing well. We have a baptism this morning. You'll be hearing more about that after the homily. Today we have this reality of leprosy, and I think I told you, but this was almost 6 years ago. In 2018, I was able to go with a couple of friends to Hawaii, and we stayed for like 3 days on the island of Molokai. It's not exactly the tourist spot, it's not great snorkeling, but that, of course, is we wanted to go there to visit the leper colony where St. Damien Vestre and St. Miriam Cope served the leper colony there. So we went on this wild ride on a mule on this muddy road where it was just pouring down rain, and I was just scared to death on the way down. I was much more relaxed on the way up. But we got down there, and I was just really moved by thinking about the reality of what those people went through. And like the first reading said, it was such a horrible thing to be diagnosed with this, because you were just immediately separated from the community, from your family. They just shipped him off and let them be in this place where they could die of this horrible disease. And St. Damien, when he first went, you know, it took him a while to get adjusted, but he actually has a quote where he says, you know, "I found my paradise, they'll never let me leave this place." And they just loved him because he was the presence of Jesus to them. When everyone else was just, you know, rebelling and pushing them away, he came and touched them physically. He touched them. There's a little picture of him outside one of the churches hugging a leper. And when you go into the church, the main church there on the colony, I asked the guy, I said, "What are all these holes doing in the floor?" You know, because in front of the pews there were holes. And he said, "Well, those were where the lepers would put banana leaves, and they would drool during Mass because that's one of the effects of this horrible disease." And so I walked up to the altar, and there at the presider's chair was a hole in the floor because St. Damien contracted leprosy and died of that and shared in their plot. And even our tour guide, who wasn't a Catholic, had this miraculous healing in the hospital, and he credits it to the intercession of St. Damien. He was telling me in the van on the way, or going around the colony and everything. So they're just so proud of him, and because he was the presence of Christ for them. And that's exactly what God did. He's not afraid to draw near to us with our spiritual leprosy of sin. Friday night, I had the privilege of attending a presentation called The Thorn, and it was a dramatic presentation of the life of Jesus, and it focused quite a bit, of course, on the Passion. So when they're flogging him and scourging him, it was incredibly graphic. I mean, they had blood all over the place, and you know, the actual event was like that. And I just felt tears come running down my face, because I started thinking about when I first came to realize, and this was in junior high and high school, God's love for me personally, and that Jesus did that so that I could have a whole new way of life and not be lost wandering around the world or hateful, and the love of God and love of people has to be the central focus of our lives. And I just remembered all the memories of coming into that faith and deepening it, and it was just a very incredible evening, a grace-filled evening. And so think about that, you know. This retreat I just did in Florida, a lot of it was the Father loves you, and he spared no expense to set us free. But it's kind of like we're going through this horrible crisis of faith right now in the Catholic Church, and people don't believe. Or they haven't had that encounter, that encounter that changes your life. And so we want to pray for that, because the months ahead are going to be real chaotic, you know. The parish families are finalized now, and there's going to have to be meetings to figure out what we're going to do. We had a training a couple weeks ago with the Archdiocese as far as how we move ahead and stuff. And the guy that's in charge of it said, you know, just tell your parishioners that the majority of priests are going to get moved this year. I think the next day I got a call from the Archbishop. I'm getting moved. And so I know the next few months are just going to be grace in the midst of chaos, my theme for the year, grace in the midst of chaos. And so we want to make sure that we're not allowing the enemy to come in and you know, guide us by a spirit of fear, but that we trust in God, that he's working all things for our good. And he is. Amen? Don't you believe that? You don't have to like how things go. It's not about liking. It's about being faithful, right? And God always brings surprises out of stuff. You know, I just talked to a mom whose son had a horrible tragedy. And, of course, you know, when something like this happens, you just want to pull away and say, I can't go thank God. Something awful just happened in my life. Why would I go to church and thank God? But I said, you know, sometimes the biggest conversions come out of the biggest tragedies in our life. I've seen that experienced in my own life. And far as the sermon goes, you know, Jesus said, I do will it. And how often we come to Mass and only say the word and my soul will be healed, and we don't really mean it. We just kind of go through the words. We're hurting inside. We have brokenness in our families, our workplaces, our relationships, our parishes. And we just come and go, and I do will it. I want you to be healed. Bring that to me. I'm not afraid to help you with that problem in your life right now. So we don't want to be indifferent, and I think it's just a spirit of apathy and indifference. And here he's right among us, wanting to touch our hearts and help us with the trials of life. And we just, yeah, that's nice. Pass the mayonnaise. You know, God loves you. That's nice. No, let it sink in. He loves you. He spared no expense, and he's with us now in this Mass, no matter what's going on in your own life right now. So we want to make sure that we don't fall into a faulty theology of, well, this is my cross in life, and God wants me to be miserable and not have good health and so forth. Did you properly discern that? You know, I've come that you might have life and have it more miserably. Is that what he said? I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But so often we come and we don't have that expectant faith. So I'm just praying for that in my heart too, because I'm nervous. I'll be honest with you. Just the thought of physically moving. I have like 954 books in the rectory. Anyone want some books? I'm thinking one and other junk. Come here, take that. You know. But just all the transition, and I've been here 6.5 years, it's just hard to get ripped out of a place when you get to know people and you journey with them and bury their loved ones, do baptisms, marry the family members and stuff. So we just want to cover all this in God's grace and in the precious blood of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for being with us and that you never abandon us. And we just pray for the Holy Spirit to be fanned into flame in our own hearts right now, that we not neglect this gift that's been given to all of us through the grace of baptism and confirmation. And we trust in you and help us keep our eyes fixed on you and to praise you even in the storms of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.